Teresa Walker, at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter of the Associated Press. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Greg. How are you all doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Beautiful weekend. Hope you had a great one.
Well, considering I worked both days, it wasn't bad.
Well, at least you were working a Saturday. The Predators weren't.
Yeah, that was a game that, I tell you, back-to-back games. This team had not lost back-to-back playoff games, Greg, since the Stanley Cup Final of 2017. That's what made that so surprising.
Well, and just, I don't know where to start with that team. I mean, I really got to be careful when you question effort, if that's the case, because if there is a constant that can be controlled, it is effort and intensity and everything. But, I mean, this team looked like it had never played hockey before. I mean, turning the puck over, getting knocked off the puck, the front, I mean, on and on and on. And poor Pekka, I mean, good Lord. I mean, those 10 goals these last two games, how many of them are on him? So, It's a train wreck right now. But then again, by the time we say that, they go down there and win tonight.
Well, as Peter Laviolette was pointing out, you know, they made five big mistakes and they all ended up in the back of their net. How many times on Saturday?
How many?
Five.
Just five? Good Lord.
That ended up in the back of the net. There were actually, 19 giveaways, 11 in the first period on Saturday. And you know, one thing you did mention, Greg, was how many times they kept passing it to the guys in the other jersey. You know, that's kind of sports 101. Keep the puck, the ball, the, you know, whatever it is that you're playing with, keep it with your team, not give it to the other team. And that was, hockey 101, and they really struggled with that. But right now, the Stars, their confidence is booming, and, you know, they're out hitting, they're out playing, and making the Preds look, you know, fairly ridiculous. And, you know, and if the Preds don't come through, now, I know that, you know, it's easy enough to look at this and say they're done, it's toast, it's over with. But I'll remind people of this. How many people thought that after the 5-0 loss March 23rd in Winnipeg? And that team turned around and went 8-2-1 down the stretch. If that team shows up, a team that went and, you know, during that stretch, I think it was shut out Toronto in a 2-0-1 win, excuse me. If that team shows up, absolutely. As Victor Arvidsson said yesterday, they know that it's not over. They can go win two games and advance, and they absolutely can. But the team that has played games most of this series, you know, and I say probably 80-90% of this series, particularly games 4 and 5, if that team shows up, it's over tonight. They're shaking hands.
Oh, absolutely. I was telling Greg and Charlie early, Teresa, on my date timer for the things to do this week for around town, Wednesday, I don't have the Preds down for a game 7, and that's probably my fault and maybe a defeatist attitude. I just don't think they're going to win tonight, and I know very little about the overall scheme of a hockey game. I just look like Greg was talking about effort. They look tired. They don't look together. So Wednesday night, I don't even have them penciled down for a game 7 in Nashville.
Well, Joe, I differ with you there. Based on what we've seen, absolutely can understand that thinking, but I'm looking at it from a different aspect. You know, the Titans are having their pre-draft news conference today at 2. I can absolutely see a game 7, if only for this reason, to mess with me, okay? And all of us
yeah.
Cover sports in Nashville. Why? Well, then we'd be dealing with, return from the airport, you know, at the airport tomorrow, and then game 7 on Wednesday night, and then NFL draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it just keeps alive that possibility. Are we going to have maybe a game 1 to round 2 here, conflicting with the draft? So from a work-wise, what's in it for me possibility, I'm absolutely convinced for that reason they do win tonight, if only to make me and everyone else here in Nashville work harder.
You know what? You're exactly right. That they'll probably go out tonight, win 6-1, and come back here for Wednesday night. I hope they were watching last night, maybe the San Jose Vegas game with San Jose with their backs against the wall, and they win the double overtime. Great hockey. Might be the best hockey game of the year. It was outstanding. So, I mean, you never know, but from the past two games, they just don't look like, I hate to say this word, like they don't care. I know they care, but it just doesn't look they're all together. And therefore, they can it ends tonight, and tomorrow our story is they clean out their lockers, which is always fun to cover.
Oh boy, is it! And that's the thing. It's, you know, nothing's clicking, and it's like we can't tell what the reason is. I'll say this. I think a lot of it has to do with the Stars, guys. The way they play defense, the way they just, you know, disrupt what the Predators traditionally have done this season, and the Predators have not adapted properly or at all to what they've been doing. And, I mean, you know, look at the shots. You know, Forsberg has got like 15 shots, yet he's got 2 points or, you know, he's for this playoff series. Their top line is being totally outplayed by Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, Alexander Radulov. Guys, that line for Dallas took 16 of the 26 shots in Game 5. And you look at the across the other side, you know, the points that top line for Dallas has got, and then you look, and Forsberg's got 2 points. Johansson's got two. Just scored his first goal of this postseason series. You know, Victor Arvidsson, who you know, set a new team record with 34 goals, he has yet to score. You know, they're working hard, they're shooting, but you know, right now the Stars are taking them out of it, and you know, Rocco Grimaldi cannot carry this franchise.
You are exactly right. All right, let's talk about something else, Ms. Walker. I hear you got an exclusive with Mr. Tim McGraw and Mike Vrabel.
Yes, we were able to, the power of AP, we were able to get those two together over at the Titans bubble and talk about this NFL draft that's coming to town this week. And, you know, the biggest takeaway, Tim McGraw said that, you know, he was watching that 2017 draft in Philadelphia, and, you know, and they had 250,000 people come for those 3 days. He looked at it and said, Nashville can do better. I want to help us get that. He said he kind of called his agent that night, you know, trying to help do what he could to get this here to town. He's going to be performing on Friday night. Guys, he's doing a full set on Friday night, okay? I mean, you know, and it's a free concert. So, you know, you may not be a CMA Fest fan or whatever, but, you know, Friday night, the weather looks like it's going to be absolutely perfect, and you've got Tim McGraw playing a free concert in downtown Nashville. That's a pretty nice thing to have going on in your town.
I heard Mr. Vrabel also saw that nice little video that Mr. Beasley made about you for getting all the first questions.
Absolutely. You know, if anybody saw that, Justin tweeted that out back in February, a partial compilation. I get the first question, and Mike did say, you know, it could be the fact that I, you know, he just likes me. And, you know, I've always thought that I'm the nicest person in our Nashville media.
Yes,
forum.
You are.
I try. So, but he saw it, enjoyed it. And, you know, Justin's going to have to do a little bit better job, though, of saving those for a compilation for the 2019 season. I'm just saying.
He will.
NFL Draft Thursday, Teresa Walker, Associated Press, at Teresa M. Walker as well. So where will you be? Will you be at doing the Titans at St. Thomas? Is that you're going to be where you are stationed?
No, Greg. I will actually be downtown in that monster tent right next to the 6-story high draft stage. You know, my NFL colleague, Barry Wilner, he's our lead NFL guy. He's coming into town today. He'll be here through Saturday night, and I'm going to help him cover the whole draft. And then we're bringing our sports writer in Knoxville, Steve McGarty, normally covers all things Vol. He's coming over. He'll be at St. Thomas Sports Park on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, handling the stuff that I normally do, which is the Titans side of the coverage.
Well, and so where do they go? I mean, you know, there's probably a defensive line depth of any draft quite some time. Certainly in the middle of that, you're looking at certain needs. You hear, I mean, there's like, what, 3 first-round draftable tight ends in this thing. Where do you think they go first, or do they stay? If they move up, and Joe's been sort of not contending, but what ifing, you know, and I think your Chris asked the general manager, John Robinson, on that one-on-one he had last night with him that I saw, is there a not a pressure, but mainly some compellment to move up in the draft because it's here? So what do you think on that? What's going to – give me your best crystal ball.
I'll say this. As much as I can make an argument for them moving up to make that splash or moving down, they're one of 5 teams with only 6 picks. And this is a team that had 4 picks last year. So, you know, they could use some more bodies. And, you know, so I could see trading down and maybe getting one of those guys and getting some extra picks. But here's the one thing, guys, I think might be driving them more than anything is the need to try to find an impact player. And here's the thing. I can make an argument that, you know, a wide receiver, if Marquise Brown is sitting there, or Montez Sweat, guys, he's going to be watching the draft. Instead of being here Thursday night, you know, he's decided that he's going to be staying with the family in Stone Mountain, Georgia. You know, there are questions about the heart condition that they found at the combine has got him, you know, apparently allegedly sliding on some boards. Do you, if you're sitting there at 19 and Montez Sweat's there, ooh, could you imagine putting him in there with Jarrell Casey, Harold Landry, Cameron Wake? And then maybe now you've got that, maybe that could be the final piece to the defense that just slots things together. Or is it the, you know, one of the Clemson kids that you put in the middle of the line next to Jarrell Casey? Or, you know, yes, tight end. You know, we saw last year how valuable and how necessary a bunch of tight ends can be, you know, just because of the numbers that they had to go through with first Delaney and then Jonnu Smith ending up on IR. So I can make a case for them doing all sorts of those things. I'm glad I'm not going to have to be John Robinson and the Titans making this decision.
Fortune favors the bold. Trade up to the first round, grab Brian Burns from another team. You're going to give up something. You might give up a lot. But I look, you got to face Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson and Nick Foles six times this coming year. You got to win now. I just, this building for the future talk just really irritates me. You got to win now. And then the best way for those guys to not do anything against you is have them on their backs. I just think you got to move up and get a pass rusher who can go after people and destroy people. And Brian Burns is the guy. He's not going to last probably seventh or eighth, but he's 21 years old. He's 6'5", 235. He's fast. I think, boy, I'd love to see him in Titans colors. I think he'd be great, but who knows?
See, Joe, it sounds like you're seeing the second coming of Javon Kearse possibly there. I could also make the argument that getting that, you know, a speedy wide receiver helps because, you know, guess what? Marcus Mariota, last year of his current contract, they need to see just how much more they could get out of him with, the, you know, Arthur Smith running this offense and things like that. So, you know, you're going to have to outscore some of these guys in the AFC South as well. You know, the whole talk around this team, trying to go from good 9-7 to great, double-digit wins and division titles, playoff runs and things like that, you know, that's which piece is it that helps put them over? I'm with you. It is time for them to try to win now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, finding that guy in the first round is an absolute must.
Well, that's where I think you look at the quarterbacks you now have to face in this league. Andrew Luck and the Colts are only getting better. He's not going anywhere. He's healthy again. Certainly with Foster down there and then now Nick Foles in Jacksonville. Those guys, they're not going to make a lot of plays if people are up in their face or they're on their back.
Well, absolutely. And, guys, I'll just say this. I'm going to have to see something from Nick Foles in a new uniform with the Jaguars to not see, you know, he's going to have to convince me he's not the second coming of Scott Mitchell.
Woo! Scott Mitchell got paid, though.
Yes, he did. And then, you know, how long did that last?
Well, I don't know that Scott Mitchell's ever had the kind of success that Nick Foles had in the postseason.
Don't you argue with Teresa. Huh?
I just thought it. That's it. I thought it was a cheap shot.
Sorry,
Scott
Jason.
Mitchell. Good Lord.
Did Nick Foles have to play a full season in either of the 2 years that he had his postseason success?
No, but when he was called upon, he achieved at a very high level on the biggest stage.
Teresa, you just
on the biggest stage in a very short time span, and you know where teams didn't have a ton of stuff.
So not a Nick. You're not a Nick Foles fan, huh?
I'm gonna have to. He's gonna have to show me.
Well, Teresa,
well, if he plays the Titans twice a year, he will.
Greg, there's a reason he was a backup at Philly to a rookie.
That's right.
Teresa, because Carson Wentz may be the best quarterback to come out in the last 5 years.
Let me just say, Greg's a big Deshaun Foster fan, all right? Whoever that guy
Deshaun
is.
Deshaun Watson.
Whoever he is, Greg likes Deshaun Foster, so just know that.
Or Arian Foster.
Yeah, where's that guy, man? He flamed out, didn't he?
He had some good
Speaking
years.
Speaking pterodactyl.
They're not right. That guy, man. Good times.
Teresa, have fun this week. We'll see how you survived next Monday, okay?
Prayers, everybody. I'm going to need a lot of caffeine.
All right. See you, Teresa.
Thanks, guys.